Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 8th, 2010. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning, but today, well, I'm going to be doing the reading by myself. Brooksine had to leave a little earlier today, and we were having, due to some an upgrade in our podcasting system software, we're unable to upload it earlier, so here I am. Couple hours after the email version's been sent out and finally see that the upgrade is complete and we'd be able to publish. So this is the message for Thursday, July 8th, 2010. It's titled, Building Fences or Digging Wells. The scripture text is from Mark 9, 38-40. Teacher, said John, we saw a man driving out demons in your name and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said. No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. A friend told me about a method ranchers use to keep steers together out on the Great Plains. He explained that you can either build fences to keep them in, or you can provide a deep watering hole with sufficient water, and they will still stay near the source of water. He shared this as an analogy concerning our outlook toward ministry. As we view our service for Christ and our spiritual impact on others, we can either focus on building fences or digging wells. Some churches and Christian organizations use their resources building fences. In this outlook, other churches and similar ministries are seen as competition and a threat to their existing work. Sadly, a great percentage of time, energy, and expense is expended in merely building and maintaining the fences. Other churches and Christian organizations use their resources digging wells to provide spiritual living water. This is surely a much more Christ-honoring strategy as we dig wells and encourage the partaking of life-giving water that people desperately need in the spiritually sun-scorched land in which we live. I like that attitude in life, particularly in regard to ministry. I don't always see it, though. Some churches, denominations, and ministries are petty and exclusive. I once worked for a company that saw their ministry, and I put ministry in quotes, as proprietary, and other similar ministries posed a threat to them. But great churches and ministries, whose major interest is the kingdom of God, want to see the kingdom expanded, not restricted. Today's verse has long intrigued me. The disciples had seen a man driving out demons in Christ's name and told him to stop, apparently thinking they, alone, were doing the Lord's work. The problem they expressed was that, quote, he was not one of us, end quote. That is, he was not one of the 12. He must have had a sense of proprietary use of Christ's name. I've long wondered where this man driving out demons was from. We do know from other scriptures that Christ had sent out the 70, and there were 120 that came together in the upper room prior to the day of Pentecost. So there were others who spread the gospel and performed miracles when Christ dwelt on the earth. Where this man fit in is not specified, but apparently John and the other disciples saw his ministry as a threat. They reported this to the Lord, and I think they expected the Lord to kind of pat them on the back and say, with a smile and a nod, good job, boys. But instead, Christ essentially rebuked the disciples. I quote, do not stop him. And he sets forth a great spiritual principle. Whoever is not against us is for us. Now, in all honesty, I don't really fully understand all of what Christ is saying here, but I do know that it is a strong rebuke against any proprietary or exclusive sense of ministry. I want to bless others that serve Christ today. There are many ways we serve, and some have ministries similar to mine. I want to bless and assist them if possible. I want them to reach many for Christ that I will never reach. That's how Brooksine and I want our life, ministry, to be regarded. And we encourage you to have the same attitude, whatever type of ministry you may have. If we are a well-watered garden, we will draw others in and make the spiritual impact upon them that God has called us to do. Let's pray today. A little longer prayer. Father, in this age of competition and egocentricity, help us to resist the mindset of the world. We're tempted to focus on big numbers, large budgets, expensive buildings, the newest resources, impressive staff, and other worldly comparisons of those who share in this calling to minister to a lost and dying world. When our focus is narrowed to imitating or competing with other ministry groups, we lose sight of the one to whom we are honoring, and our priorities become misaligned. We want to thank you for the scores of people and ministries that are making a tremendous spiritual impact for your kingdom. Many of them, really, most of them, unheralded and unseen. As your followers, move us beyond the pettiness, jealousy, and possessiveness to appreciate and affirm those who might have a different way of presenting the gospel, as long as it is in accordance with the scripture. Help us to support and pray for one another, so we carry forth the light of God's word. You have called each one of us to lift up your name. You will draw people to yourself. As we seek you above all else, you will be our daily guide, and out of our hearts will flow abundant springs of living water that will not run dry even in a drought-stricken land. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. And of course, you've only heard one voice, but Brooksine did have a hand on the preparation of the message and the prayer. Well, I end with a kind of a study note right now. That's a similar verse, and I'll just have you look it up if you're curious as a podcast listener, although it is posted on our site today. Philippians 1, 15 through 18 is a similar thought regarding this sense of proprietariness in ministry. Do post a couple of songs today, not necessarily directly related to the topic, but ones that came to mind. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. This was the song we often sang in Bible college at mission services. And then a song simply titled, Use Me, by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Our ministry is on the web, posted each day at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Thursday, July 8, 2010. Again, our challenge is, are you going to build fences or dig wells? May God help us each to be people that freely share our ministry. Thank you.